The Serious Mystery, a tremendous story of the tribe in West Africa. How did you come upon that story to the point where you did so much research? And I've got to tell everybody, when you get a chance to read the works of Robert Temple, he not only writes it from the perspective of a researcher and author, but he actually visits and lives part of the stories that you see. And I'll talk about that when we talk about oracles, because he went on some trips that I would never go on because they would scare me to death. But how did you come across the and am I pronouncing this tribe right, the Dogon tribe? Do they pronounce it like that?
Dogon.
Dogon, okay. Tell me about this story and how you became familiar with it.
Well, it was all an accident, but due to the fact that I don't like loose ends, and if something doesn't quite fit, I never give up trying to figure out what might be wrong. Somebody said something to me that was a bit off one day, and I said, hold on, that can't be true. And I began to look into it, and it resulted in that book. In fact, what happened was I was an undergraduate at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, where I went when I was 16 years old, and I knew a very brilliant man called Arthur Young through one of my best pals at university called John Cogshaw, and I used to call in on Arthur, who had a house in Philadelphia, and he was at a phase of his life then when he was sitting around reading every book he could find about African tribal mythologies. And I used to tease him a bit about that. And so one day he said, you know, I've been reading a really interesting one this time. It's a tribe who live in a country called Mali in West Africa, and they're called the Dogon. Well, in fact, he said the Dogon tribe. He made a joke about it. And I later discovered they were called the Dogon. And he said, you know, their religion and their culture are quite different from most of the African tribes. It's based upon the star Sirius. The star Sirius, I said, come on. What do you mean their religion and their culture are based on the star Sirius? A tribe in Africa, what do they know about the star Sirius? They haven't got any telescopes there, have they? Well, of course, Sirius is a very bright star, so you don't need a telescope to see that. But he said, well, no, the strange thing is that it's not really the star Sirius that they're on about, but what they say is some sort of companion star to Sirius, which goes around it. And I knew enough astronomy to realize that there was such a thing. The astronomers call it Sirius B. In other words, the main bright star that you can see in the sky being the biggest and the brightest, they call Sirius A because it's the first.
Right.
And then the little one that you can't see, they call it Sirius B. So I said, well, Arthur, there is a Sirius B, you know, and it is small and you can't see it as far as I know. I'll have to go check. But how could a tribe in Africa have their whole religion and culture based on anything as weird as that? Oh, I don't know, he said, and then he moved on to the next tribe. Well, I wasn't satisfied, and I started looking into this, not immediately, but a bit later on, and discovered that this was not only true, but the tribe admitted that they had never actually seen this little star, because you can't see it without at least a 15-inch telescope, and of course they didn't have them. And they knew its exact orbital period. Well, they admitted that they knew the orbital period of something they couldn't see.
Amazing.
It was 9 light years away. So what's going on here? And this is how the whole thing began.
Is the tribe still in existence, Robert?
Very much so, although they're under a great deal of pressure from two sources. One, the government of Mali is run by very earnest Muslims, and they want the Dogon to convert to Islam. Of course, everybody's supposed to convert to Islam, so you better get ready, George. But the Dogon are being pressured to give up all these traditional beliefs, which make the Muslims who run the country very nervous, because, well, everything makes Muslims nervous that isn't in the Quran or the Hadith. So the Dogon can't really get jobs or anything like that unless they first convert and thereby give up these amazing traditions, which are the basis of my book. So, of course, that makes me very unhappy. But the other thing that's putting them under even more intense pressure is the terrible drought in the Sahel region of Africa.
Oh, yeah, my God, yes.
And there's just such a shortage of water. And since the Dogon live by growing onions, even though onions don't take a great deal of water and are quite happy in fairly dry conditions, if you haven't got any water, you haven't got any onions, and therefore you haven't got a life.
How many members of the tribe are out there, Robert? Approximately.
Well, I'm afraid I can't tell you that. That's a very interesting question, George, and you're the first person who's ever asked me that, and which goes to show how sharp you are. But it's not only the Dogon themselves that are involved in this, because there are related tribes, so you don't know quite where to draw the line. There's a tribe called the Bozo and a tribe called the Bambara, and they all also share these serious traditions.
Okay, now this belief system in the Sirius tradition would scan approximately how many years? Hundreds of years? Thousands of years?
Well, the Dogon and all those other tribes that I mentioned, including the extraordinary tribe called the Akan in Ghana, they are all descended from migrants who came down across the Sahara Desert from the North African regions, and who intermarried with the local black population, so that now all these tribes are totally black in appearance and have a mixture of languages. That is, they speak languages which are from black Africa, but they have sort of sub-languages and secret languages which are of other origins. It's all very complex, and the Dogon have a system of written signs, of which they have about 30,000 sort of hieroglyphic type things. It's a very, very, very complex story, but we know that the ancestors of all these people migrated south about 700 or 800 years ago, maybe 1,000, and this and reached this part of West Africa.
Okay.
And spread out through Mali and Ghana. They came from the northeast, and we know the migration route. And in the Sirius Mystery, I give the map of the migration. And all of this is reconstructed on the basis of anthropological studies and historians and real evidence. None of this is just speculation. It's all things that are known.